Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast, brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes and loserpool.com, where losing is winning. So the season is approaching, and to be honest, it's getting a little bit tedious now with this whole Harry Maguire situation with the Man United and the bid and Leicester upping the price, and it's just got stupid. Talk Sport are on about, the Sun are on about it, the Sky are on about it, blah, 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 blah. It's just getting a bit stupid. So I thought maybe what we'll do is get you something different, which was Phil Holloway, 100% LCFC's Phil Holloway, went down to London to a bit of a Leicester gig, actually. Involved a couple of other clubs as well, with to do with a sponsor and the club and some of the legends. He managed to get an interview with Steve Walsh, Leicester legend Steve Walsh, and here it is. Enjoy.
Welcome to 100% LCFC. I'm here with Steve Walsh, legend.
Yeah.
How are you?
It's great to be here. Thanks. Yep.
Walsh, we're going to talk, obviously, when people log on, get going on the live stream, there'll be some questions coming in from the fans. We're down here in London, in Shoreditch. Very posh down here in the London, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I completely got lost on
you
the way down.
Late, so,
yeah.
Tell it to
well,
these.
I wasn't late. I was given the wrong postcode.
Well,
so, unfortunately, I got the wrong place.
People are going to want to ask about Leicester's pre-season. It's been strong.
Yep. It has. Certainly has. I went to the Stoke game. And I was very impressed with what I saw. A really attacking style of football, and it was encouraging. It really was. First time we've seen Perez, Tielemans, you know, new signings, and Harry Maguire at the back there, which was good to see.
You know, people are going to want to ask you about Harry Maguire. If you want to get your questions into Walshy, get them in. I'll ask them, see what he can say. Ricky Hitman saying, how do you think we'll do this season, Walshy? That's from Ricky.
I'm confident. I think a lot of Leicester fans, there's a real air of optimism around Leicester. I think that we're set for a good season, and I think Brendan Rodgers is going to do well. I really do. I've got a good feeling. He plays the right style of football, fast and counter-attacking style of football. And for one thing, he's got the spirit right as well of the team. The players seem to want to play for him. So very encouraging from what I've seen so far.
You were talking about the spirit earlier on the stage, Walshy. And I think you were starting to say it feels like maybe the spirit is back from that 15,
yeah,
16.
I think that's a really important thing in your armoury as a football team, and everyone saw what happened in 2016, and you know, you've got to believe that we can do it again, whether it's, you know, in 5 years, whether it's this season, nobody knows, but at least now we are building a fantastic foundation for this football club. What we do, we've got the training ground, £90 million training ground. You know, I never believed in my time that we'd be signing players up to, you know, 50-60 million. It's incredible, really, and you know, I'm very optimistic myself.
Walshy, you know what they're all asking? They're all asking, will Maguire stay?
Well, you do know something I don't, because obviously he's still there as far as we're concerned. He's a Leicester player until that happens. Obviously, when Man United come knocking on your door, then you know, it's something we've got to deal with, but Leicester have no need to sell him. They've told them what they want, and then that's it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's in black and white what's happening. If you know, so I really hope that Harry stays. I really do.
And the club are being strong, aren't they?
Of course they are. Well, you know, he's your number one England selection would be now. I think he'd be first choice for England. Players like him don't come around too often nowadays. He's got everything. He certainly has. He can play from the back, and his style of play suits Brendan Rodgers' blueprint. So I really do hope he stays.
Let's read some more of these questions out. Lewis King is saying everybody is looking forward to tomorrow night's match, obviously the Atalanta game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I might be going. I'm not sure if I'm going at this moment. But yeah, it's a game. They've just beaten Norwich, haven't they, 4-1. So that was a bit of an eye-opener. So it's going to be a test, you know, for Leicester. It really is. And we're a week away from the season. It's a good pre-season game to have, a final game, and then prepare for the season. So yeah, really good.
Scott Monroe asks, where do you think Leicester will finish in the season? do you think we can break the top six?
Look, yeah, it'd be nice if we could do that. Yeah, it would. I think that's what we've got to realistically look at. You know, there's no reason why we can't beat the sides of, you know, Chelsea with their embargo, or Arsenal, Man United seem out of sorts. You know, so let's wait and see. We're good enough to challenge these teams, and the football we're playing, then who knows?
Torbay Cadets is saying they've heard some rumours on new players. We've got a big, big squad, Walsh, haven't we?
There is a big squad. There's obviously... look, Brendan's got a list of what he needs, and I think the squad that he's got a big squad now. Obviously, he's juggling people about, trying to get a few out of the club, a few to stay, and a few new signings. So, I'm just kind of happy with the manager's stance on what he's doing. I think he's got things sorted out in hand, and I think the club is in very good hands as a manager, because it's important how they spend the money these days and who on. And you know, as you've seen with other clubs, it can break you if you don't get things right. And so far, I believe that we've got some very good signings.
I think Ricardo Pereira for me is standing out.
Oh, yeah, he was. On Saturday at Stoke, he was absolutely terrific. He's hit the ground running. So. The player of the year, he certainly is a class act, you know. You know, you look at that squad now, and we've got a healthy kind of squad worth a lot of money. He's always good, and he's been nice down here.
Thanks, Walshy. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. 100%
LCFC. No problem. Thank you.
Cheers.
Yep. Cheers.
And that's basically it for me this week. Hope you enjoyed the interview by Phil and Steve Walsh there. I will try and get some more ex-legends on the podcast during the season, but it's been very slow, to be honest with you, and I do apologise on the content. It is what it is. I'm not one of these guys that wants to just do a podcast for the sake of doing a podcast with nothing to talk about and repeating myself over and over, so there was no point. However, we will be back as soon as the season starts. We'll be back full swing, and we'll have a preview with a Wolves perspective as well. So look forward to that on a future episode. Potentially next week, I might get in talks with them to probably do that next week for you guys. Thank you, guys. Make sure you keep listening. Subscribe to us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. We are looking for more platforms as we go. You can follow us at 100% LCFC on Facebook and also on Twitter at 100LCFC. Follow me at Lee_Chappie on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, share, like, follow. Cheers, guys. See you soon.